Good afternoon. You're here with Bike Sport Radio, where we talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. It's Monday, April 8th, broadcasting from our studios in Los Angeles, and there is like gale force winds blowing up a storm outside, so hope we don't disappoint you and lose our power or anything like that crappy going on today. So other than that, fantastic day, blowing all the smog out to San Bernardino where it belongs. I'm Brad of the Bone. Today, we've got race results from the Top Sport stage race in Northern California, Rosanna Ranch circuit race also. Sounds from Rosanna Ranch and a product review on Vuelta chain rings as well as Vuelta wheels by Robert Sandoval, calling in soon on Bike Sport Radio. Let's go to some race results, though, right now. It's a noisy one here today at Rosanna Ranch. Event number two, women's category threes and fours with this ungodly early race time, making the podium third place for Strive Racing, Rachel Swan, second place from Sky Flash Racing, Joni Kelso, and your winner from Rita Racing, Jennifer Whalen. Men's category 5As, Roberto Roman in third, Ishua Farfan second, and your winner Seth Britton. And in the juniors, junior men 15 to 16, Chaz Michael Morales taking the win for Cycles Veloce. Junior women, third place Rachel Cross for Rockform Rock and Road. And it was a Strive Racing sweep for second and first. Rachel Swan in second and Hannah Swan taking the win. Junior men 17 to 18, Team Simple Greens, Bike Religion's Wyatt Myers in third place. MRI Endurance Elite Juniors Anthony Fitch taking second. Yeah. And your winner from Echelon, Santa Barbara, Dylan Schuler, junior men's 17th in Rosanna Ranch. Race results in Northern California and Copperopolis. The Top Sport stage race, men's. Pros and Cat Ones. Joshua Carling picking up third place for Team Bicycles Plus. Second place going to Byron Anson, running for Davis Bike Club. And from Squadra, San Francisco, Kurt Wolfgang taking the win. Masters 35's Cat 123's Christopher Baker picking up the win from Folsom Bikes. Masters Cat 1 through 3's 45's Voss Racing's Jan Elsbach picking up the win there. Masters Cat 1 through 3 is 55 and over. Team Bicycle Works, Sierra Nevada's Tracy Amug. And in the men's category 2s, Bear Development Team's Tobin Ortenblad picking up that win. Men's category 3s, Jonathan Christensen making the podium with third place, riding for Team Bicycles Plus. And Top Sports' Mitch Bowes taking silver. And Team City Sacramento's Robert Lander picking up the win. Men's Category 4's Top Sports Justin Widland picking up the win there. Men's Cat 4's 45 and over. Chico Masters' Christopher Blee was your winner. Beginner Men's Cat 5's Mike Betts riding for Dulce Vita. And in the women, Cat 1, 2, 3's Molly Howling for Metro Mint taking third. Metro Mint Cycling's Lisa Mueller in second. And Pinnacle, presented by Argonne 18's Amy Thornquist picking up that win. Women's Cat 3's Catherine Hall for Metro Mint taking the win. And in the Women's Cat 4's Audrey Biel for Rio Strada Racing was your winner. Again, that's the Top Sport Copperopolis Road Race, stage race in Copperopolis, Northern California. Complete results at usacycling.org. All right, we got some upcoming events in Northern and also in Southern California. Northern California coming up April 13th and 14th, the Chico Stage Race, promoted by Chico Corsa Cycling Club. Chico Stage Race consisting of a road race, a crit, and a time trial. Pro ones, twos, men's, women's, and masters. No junior categories at the Chico Road Race. April 13th and 14th. Again, that's in Northern California in Chico. Visit chicostageRace.com. Again, chicostageRace.com. for full details on the Chico Stage Race. Men's Pro 1s and 2s, a $1,500 cash purse going down 15 places. And by the way, even the Category 3s roadies, the men's pros, 1s, 2s, and the Category 3 roadies are 90 miles long. That's right, 90 miles long for the road race at the Chico Stage Race. That's for the pro men's 1s, 2s, and for the men's Cat 3s. All of the races, 45 miles, except for the Masters 35s, which is also 90 miles long. That's right, 90-mile road race on Saturday, and Sunday's Criterium, quite a bit shorter, and time trial also on Sunday. ChicoStageRace.com for details on that, April 13th and 14th. And coming up in Bakersfield, part of the SCNCA SoCal Cup, the Divle Huy Ronde, and I can never pronounce that damn race right. Sam, we hate you for that. Brought to you by Sam Barnes Productions. April 14th, the road race in Bakersfield, a fantastic event out there. Great course, also used as the Southern California State Road Race Championships, most of it at least. It's about 90% of it. Free Italian barbecue also on Saturday, April 13th, the night before. Promoted by Bolthouse Farms Cycling Team and Rouse House in Bakersfield. Racing for all categories except juniors at the Divle Huy Ronde Road Race in Bakersfield. That's Sunday, April 14th. Visit teamactionsports.com for full details on that event coming up April 14th. And the following weekend, April 21st in Southern California, the Los Angeles Circuit Race, the 19th annual LA Circuit Race, promoted by Back on Track Productions in conjunction with the Bahati Foundation. Circuit Race right by LAX on the North Runway on Westchester Parkway. And the LA Circuit Race is also part of the Junior Devo Series for racing for all juniors categories. Juniors can qualify for training camps through USAC Cycling by entering this race. Full details at losangelescircuitrace.com or backontrackproductions.com. And the Los Angeles Circuit Race is brought to you and sponsored by Pro Gold Lubes, Cat Ears, Spy Optic, and Leader Bikes. We also feature the Leader Bikes single speed category in Los Angeles. Single speed category race winner is going to receive, get this, a Leader Bike frame. And this can be your size. You can order your size. We'll have one on display on race day from Leader Bikes. Big thanks to Leader Bikes. Leader Bikes making single speed and track bikes and fixie frames. There'll be a Leader Bike frame to the winner of the single speed category at the Los Angeles Circuit Race in the single speed race. Two laps for those guys. Check it out at backontrackproductions.com. Sign up online at iamathlete.com. And we'll see you out there on April 21st. Hey, bike racers and bike racing enthusiasts, check out Bike Sport Radio on alternate Mondays at noon on killradio.org. Bike Sport Radio is all about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. So if you want to find out about the local scene in Southern California as well as Northern Cal, visit bikesportradio.us and check out our radio show at Bike Sport Radio on killradio.org, alternate Mondays at noon. Okay, we're just waiting for our product review person to call in. We haven't heard the phone ring yet. And Bike Sport Radio is all about bike racing. Bike racing, what you need to race bikes. We had some good sounds and bells and stuff and whistles going on at Rosanna Ranch. We had a chance to go out there. Let's listen to some of that now while we wait for our call in for our product review.
Thank you. Category 4s.
Start of the Rosina Ranch race out there. We got Robert on the line now from Race and Teach and also doing our product review. Let's get him amped up here a little bit on the telephone. And hey, Robert, thanks for...
Hey, how's it going, Brad? Hope
good.
I'm coming in loud and clear today.
Oh, yeah, you are definitely loud and clear, even though it's windy out here. And I hope we don't lose our power because it's a crazy windy day, huh?
Yeah, it's been really, really crazy windy. I'm over here by LAX, and I haven't seen it blow this hard in a while, so it's kind of...
Are all the planes grounded?
kind of nice to watch planes come in from a different angle today. But
yeah. So, yeah, hey, so. Thanks for doing another product review. We've got Vuelta products. I believe you had a chance to test their chain rings as well as their wheels. So
yeah,
tell us
a little
bit.
Yeah, Vuelta, you know, another local company right here in San Fernando Valley. They're actually located in Pacoima. And I found a lot of interesting stuff out with Vuelta. They've been around for a while building wheels and chain rings. And they kind of have that, they've kind of been buried by, you know, all the local race space and FSA and SRAM and Shimano. But they actually...
Mr. President, members of Congress... You've been making a lot of noise about taking our guns away. But you might want to review history. 1835, Gonzales, Texas Territory. The authorities wanted to confiscate the big gun that protected that colony. You know what the people said? Come and take it. Because they were willing to fight for their freedom and their guns. So are we.
Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but I warn you, you'll have to pry it from our cold dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it.
One shot at a time. Just like Gonzales, we're keeping our guns.
What? Smile. Oh, it was hard. I had the upper left. And they jumped on that last turnaround there. And I came up here just dangling off the back. And that's it, I was done. So I just pulled out. One to go.
We noticed there were a handful of 30-plus full fat guys that took off with you. By mistake. So your 45 plus group was bigger by about four
guys. No kidding. Did they drop out then, or did they just race?
One of them slatted. A few of them finished out. Not anywhere near the front, but you know,
How was the headwind for the light?
It's a tailwind actually. It's
tailwind
kind of like
now.
Across. It's that way.
Coming in.
Oh, coming back.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's a headwind. Yeah, you got to get on the curb side if you want anything. But the problem is technically you're pinched in on the curb. So the guys that won in the 55, they came out on the left into the headwind, so they had more room. But yeah, I frustrated a couple of guys when Vibert was off the front in that big break after the last turn there, and that cost me because right before the little pop up there, I went to the front and I started to kind of come across the guys to make sure that they weren't going to chase them down and slow them down. It pissed off a couple of people. But then they went through the U-turn and they got by me, and then they all just strung it out and they chased and that was it for me.
That little incline down there is deceptively long.
Yeah.
Right? You're just like, oh shit, this
yeah.
is a little bit too
you have long. You have a tailwind though, and as it turns, you have more of a tailwind. As it goes up, you have more of a tailwind. So the guys tend to go to the left side, and if you go to the right side, you can come all the way around everybody in the tailwind. And then you're on the outside for the turn now. That's the only problem, the outside of the turn. But
and everyone's taking the turns pretty decent.
They were pretty safe. One guy went down here at the last lap of lap in ours. So they're pretty safe.
Oh, so you had a crash?
Yeah.
This is a real tight turn compared to
that one's tighter. One guy went down over there.
Is it a car there?
Yeah. West end.
The last turn,
but yeah, I mean, for the most part, you're not going to win the race in the U-turns. You can lose it there, but you're not going to win it there.
Right.
That was fun.
Had you done this course before?
In February. February. Yeah, that was fun, February.
We were studying your videotapes of that race then.
There was no video.
The YouTube's got like 3 or 4.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So we were looking at it, and we're like, we can't see the elevation change. It looked flat.
Yeah.
There was a car.
So there's some film taken like in here.
Pictures never do justice to the depth.
Yeah.
There's no depth in a picture. So it's like, you know, I've gone mountain biking sometimes, and we'll stop at these extreme drop-offs for guys to do these extreme and take pictures. And you look at the picture later, and it doesn't look like anything at all. Yeah, that was fun.
One lap to go for the Masters 45s. And a breakaway, big breakaway, 10 riders or so, including Big Orange, G-Money, and some Rockform riders. So we'll see if they got caught here as they approach the finish line at the Rosanna Ranch Circuit Race Masters 45s. Whoa, looks like they're all together. Or this could be the 30 plus. Yeah, this is a 30 plus 4s and 5s. They're going to have one lap to go. Yeah, one lap to go for the 30 plus cat 4s and 5s. One to go! One to go! Go, Aaron! Thirty plus. Cat fours and fives. One lap to go. Rider with a mechanical here. Alright, here they come. This is an uphill finish into a headwind too. MRI, go! Yeah! Come on, money! Hoffy! Hoffenberg! Unofficially, Mark Hoffenberg. Pulling out the win there. Hoffenberg, 55 years old, winning the 45s. Wow.
You got it.
Hoffy. And 30 plus 4s, 5s going by there on the back stretch. Got a half a lap to go now.
Woo!
Thank you.
Go, go, go!
Sunglasses. Go, go, go! Go!
Go! Go! Go! Go! Category 3s, big field sprint.
Bike racing, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news, or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results. Hear how local clubs or teams are doing, or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California, and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests, and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio Live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the Kill Radio online link at www.killradio.org or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
And that wraps up another Bike Sport Radio show here on Kill Radio. I'm Brad of the Bone. And cyclists, be sure you drive your bike just like you would your car. Drive your bike. And motorists, cycling is not a crime. Don't treat us like criminals. Drive safe. We'll see you next time on Bike Sport Radio.